hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Monday, depending on what side of town you're on, it could be completely sunny or completely cloudy on this 14th day of January, 2008. I have coming up with me today, do you have him? He's going to call back. Okay, great. All right, I've got Dick Mills coming up with me. If you don't know who Dick Mills is, you're going to find out who he is here in a few minutes. A lot of stuff to go over here, folks. A lot of stuff. I see Jim Kerwin, and I was on Michael Herzog's show for about 20 minutes. And Jim Kerwin, is his contention is that Ron Paul is... Well, he's got to tell the truth, come hell or high water, about the 9/11 issue. Another one that I just read here, that's also on the Jeff Rentz site, oh, woe is me, oh, Ron Paul, gosh, I just don't know. You know, I'll tell you what, the disease of the mind is just that, a disease of the mind. I would like to know. If you know anything about politics, if you know anything about human nature, if you know anything other than what you just know, I would like to know. We will get into these issues today, folks. I am just totally amazed. Edgar Steele is coming out and casting doubts about Ron Paul and his candidacy. All right, well then go vote for Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is getting, it's getting to the point there, people have too much time on their hands. This is the song that's been clicking through my head. Too much time on your hand. Folks, while coming to the studio here, I had to dash to the house and then dash back to the studio. En route, I had to stop and get some gasoline. There's this big, beautiful Round Rock fire truck parked right next to me. I strike up a conversation with these very nice gentlemen, and I hand them a Freedom to Fascism DVD, and I explain a little bit about it and who produced it. They were all waving at me as I drove away. They were happy that John Q. Public recognizes them and their job duties and their shiny red fire truck. The people show an interest in what they do, and they had an interest of what I was talking about. You know, there's another idea. How about getting the Freedom to Fascism DVDs in all the firehouses across the country? Biggest thing they have to do every day, if they're not fighting fires or pulling people out of dangerous situations, what's to eat or what's to watch on the telly? Folks, come on. I'm really disappointed in supposedly some of the finer minds out there. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me set this up before I bring Dick on. Here's one for you. America's first black billionaire. Oh, you didn't know we had any in this country? Well, Bob Johnson is one of these people. He is the founder of Black Entertainment Television. It's the cable television network. And, well, there's a political flap going on. Well, what is it? Well, Mr. Obama's campaign had acted dishonestly and had distorted Clinton's remarks about Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, boy. Okay, so what's his beef here, aside from that? Well, he's one of Hillary Clinton's most prominent black supporters. And he said on Sunday yesterday he was offended the way Senator Barack Obama's campaign distorted her comments about the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Now, here's my question. We have a black billionaire. He starts an entertainment channel, Black Entertainment Television, and that's all fine and dandy. He is a black man. Does he not understand slavery? You would think that anybody in this country that would understand slavery and all that that entails and what that means, I think, unless this guy is wearing his chains rather lightly, I think a black man should know what slavery is. But you see, even the billionaire, and there is no quotient, folks, there isn't a scale that equates that I have so many dollars, then that means I have so many cents. And I mean common sense. It doesn't equate. This guy is a billionaire and he's backing Hillary Clinton. Does he want to keep his billionaire status? Well, he won't if he keeps voting for a communist. See, and I've said this on this program before, folks. What scares the bejeebers, it's not the skin color in this country. What scares the bejeezes out of the basically white population in this country is that the blacks have been communist carriers, they've been the water carriers for the Communist Party with their socialistic ideas. The stupidity never ceases to amaze me. You would think that a black man would understand truly what slavery is, but apparently not, because he's on the fast track. He's rubbing elbows with all the important people. He's in there like Flint. But the damn fool doesn't realize that he is a slave once again. I have with me this afternoon, and I appreciate you coming up here today, Dick Mills. Dick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, John.
Yeah. Dick, hey, there's a lot to talk about. Let's pick our point here and then move forward. Dick, first of all, explain to the listening audience who you are and what you've been involved here in Texas for, say, the last 50 years.
I'm Dick Mills from Houston, Texas, a longtime friend of Ron Paul's. I've supported his congressional campaigns and now his presidential campaign for many years and now many months. Seeing a need for a coordinated grassroots movement in May of 2007, I founded and organized Ron Paul Friends USA, which is a nationwide grassroots network in support of Ron Paul for president. I've been involved in politics for most of my adult life. I've been to every state convention in Texas since 1966, with the exception of a couple. I don't claim to be an expert, but I have gained some knowledge over the years that might be valuable to those who have had no political affiliations or involvement. And I think that a lot of Ron's people are newcomers to the political process, so I'll offer what I can.
Well, and it is a matrix. This is something that we're not well practiced at, because when people were holding their nose and turning their backs and walking away from the political arena, if you will, a lot of people didn't want to get sullied. They didn't like the smell of it. They didn't want to get involved, and they just walked away. And, you know, we've seen the net result of that, Dick, that we have allowed. And my analogy to this is pretty simple. And analogies work well because it puts it into an understandable context for people. Say that you're a pretty good cook, and you whip up some good desserts. Well, you're good at making candies. So somebody tastes your wares and said, you know what? You ought to go in business for yourself. So you look into the possibilities. You collect your money, your investment money. You search out sites. You set everything up. Well, you're in the business of making candy. And the public just loves it. They're lined up at your door. The inventory's flying off the shelves as fast as you can make it. Well, this guy has worked long and hard hours building this business up, building it. Well, he gets to a point where he can relax a little bit. He can hire some managers. He allows those managers to come in, conduct the business. He oversees. He's right over their shoulders. He's watching everything that they do. Satisfied that they're doing a pretty good job, he takes a little time off for the wife and the kids and vacations and, well, playtime, because he's been working so hard. And after all, he's really successful now. He's a successful businessman. Well, only to show up at his shop one day to discover that not only has the inventory been stolen, the books have been cooked, but he's been locked out of his own building. And the guy is standing there scratching his head, wondering what the heck happened. What we have done effectively in this country is we've hired a bunch of managers. Some people like to call them bureaucrats. Some people aren't as kind, and they have other words for politicians. But basically, this is the same thing that has happened. We have allowed people to run our affairs, and we have not monitored their progress and/or their results. And now Now we're just a little dissatisfied, Dick. We don't like the way things have turned out.
John, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Could you ask your engineer to turn my volume up a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Engineer. Do it while I'm talking to him so I know he can hear me. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that better?
A little bit better. A little more would be fine.
A little bit more, then. A little bit more. Crank it up there, guy. If you hear some feedback, you've gone too far. All right. Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay, good. Good deal. All right. All right, Dick, you and I, we've been talking. And through a mutual friend, Bill on the East Coast, I get a phone call about you. So
Bill Elifritz,
yes?
Good man, calls me once or twice a day.
By the way, Bill wanted to get on that conference call yesterday, and we couldn't do it. I threw Jack McLam off of the air for a half hour so we could conduct this conference call. For some reason, my phone system in here was not functioning, and I couldn't conference too many people in, so we literally had to use the system for the network to run it through the board, and we did that yesterday. Now, who was on the phone, of course, was you, longtime 30-year friend of Ron Paul, myself, a gentleman out on the West Coast, and Mr. Paul himself. We were on the phone for about a half hour and discussing different things. But, Dick, you and I have sat down and compared notes. We see the enormity of the problems that Mr. Paul is facing. We understand that he has made everybody a little nervous and upset. Now, who might that list of people be? Well, let's just start at the top and work our way down. The international bankers, he's made them extremely nervous.
Right.
The pharma cartels in this country, he's made extremely nervous.
Right.
The corporations that do business with the nation's biggest corporation called the United States government, he's made them extremely nervous.
Definitely.
The people that are satisfied with the status quo, riding the sleigh to hell with no snow on the ground, by the way, it's going to be a bumpy ride, all these people are upset because they don't know a different direction to take, so they're more akin to try to hang on to the old and ride that right into the ground. Now, there's a little, Houston, we have a little problem here. Nothing of this is working. So here comes Ron Paul, decides that he's going to throw his hat in the presidential ring. And now we have people that are grousing and complaining because he's not addressing issues the way they think he should. And the question that Michael Herzog had put to Jim Kerwin, that writes for Rents, he said, okay, who do you have in mind? You don't like Ron Paul? Who are you going to vote for? There was some stammering and yammering going around. There was no question or no answer to that question. So we have Ron Paul. This is what we have had. The grassroots movement in this country is growing at an accelerated rate. But sign waving and just getting people together for meetup groups doesn't make presidential elections possible. Now, Jim, I want you to, if you could, and we have as much time for your explanation as necessary, would you please explain politics in the real world, not your imagination, not how you think things should be. I see a lot of people getting angry because they're not looking at reality versus what we have. Now, we got to get from one point to the next. People were worried about Mr. Paul getting murdered because he's such a danger. I said, wait a minute. Before we worried about the man's life coming to an end, let's worry about getting him into the presidential Oval Office first.
Well, you're exactly right. And, of course, we've got to get him nominated first, which is the thing that I would like to address. I don't know how many people are familiar with the political process, and I will be speaking primarily from my experience in Texas, but it will translate into most states that have primaries and convention systems after the primary.
All right, hold that thought. We're up against this break.
Okay.
pick up exactly where we left off, and we will run through this. We will also take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I got a call during the break telling me to shut up and let you talk. So, Dick, Mr. Mills, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to first of all, thank John for having me on, and John is a true patriot, and his dedication to Ron Paul is unsurpassed, in my opinion. I'd like to put in a plug for our network, Ron Paul Friends USA. You may visit our website at www.ronpaulfriendsusa.com or call our nationwide hotline phone number, 713-PAUL-NOW. That's 713-728-5669. That number is available 24 hours a day. So I would ask you to join our network, visit that website, and join us, because we're building a team that we're going to need. We're going to need every single member when we kick off our plan in the next week or so to really saturate the airwaves and to recruit people to work in their precincts and in their neighborhoods to get out the vote for Ron Paul.
Now, Dick, the one clarification here. We have the official Ron Paul campaign and its people, and then we have what is deemed as the grassroots.
Yes, we are a grassroots network. We have no official standing with the official campaign. Neither can they officially acknowledge our efforts, but they have voiced no concerns about what we're doing. So they have to be very careful or they run afoul of FEC and McCain-Feingold rules as far as cooperating with grassroots that are perhaps spending money on behalf of Ron Paul independently. Let me say this. There are three things, and in my 50 years of experience, I found this to be overwhelmingly true. There are three things that win campaigns and elections. Number one is organization. Number two is organization. Number three is organization. We must have a disciplined, well-oiled organization to get out the vote, to put out the word about Ron Paul's positions, and especially to participate in the upcoming presidential primaries, wherever they might be in the several states. Now, on primary day, or even before primary day, it's important to get to know the people in your precinct. This is your neighborhood level. This is the grassroots at its very best. You must make telephone calls, maybe walk your blocks in your neighborhood, in your precinct, recruit other people to join you in that effort in your precinct. You don't need to save the entire United States. Save your individual precinct and get out the vote for Ron Paul. Have a neighborhood meeting in your home with coffee or tea and cookies and whatnot. And we've produced a DVD, which I call Practical Politics 101, Boots on the Ground. It's going to include a lot of what I'm going to talk about. And that's available if you email me at keeptherepublic@pdq.net. That's PDQ pretty darn quick, .net. I will get you a copy of that DVD or tell you how to order that. The first thing that I would like to address is what do we need to do to get Ron Paul elected? As I said, just before the presidential primary in your state, you need to get to know your neighbors. You need to round up a Ron Paul team. You need to get out the vote for Ron Paul in the primary so that he wins the popular vote in your precinct and in your congressional district. Now, I'm speaking from a perspective of Texas politics, but here's how we operate. We go to the polls on primary day. We vote. Immediately after the polls close, within 10 or 15 minutes, we convene a precinct convention. It is very important that these people that you have rounded up attend that precinct convention because in Texas and in many of the convention states, the delegates to the next higher convention are selected at the precinct convention. It only lasts maybe 20 or 30 minutes. You're going to have to give up a Wheel of Fortune or some other TV show to attend that, but it's going to be worthwhile. Now, at the precinct convention, there are two orders of business. Number one is to elect delegates to the next higher convention. In Texas, it's either the county convention or the senatorial district convention, depending on the size of your county and in population. If you have a very heavily populated county like we do in Harris County, Texas, we have about four or five senatorial districts with state senatorial districts within that county. So we caucus by senatorial district in Harris County. Other less populated counties in Texas, or maybe in your state, will have a county convention. At that convention, they will elect delegates to go to your state convention. At the state convention, you actually elect the people who will be the delegates for Ron Paul or the other candidates who qualify. Now, as far as qualifying for delegates at the state convention, it's a complicated process, and it's different in every state. So you need to investigate the rules for your individual state.
Now, who do they go to get those rules?
You can go to your state political Republican website.
Okay.
And those rules should be available there.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll take the break here. We'll also take your calls into the next hour at 800-313-9443. A lot to talk about here, and we'll get to all of it right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Over here, freedom here, send the word, never fear. Now that Ron Paul's running, the drums are drumming, the sound of freedom everywhere. Give a cheer, volunteer, we can win, let's begin, make it clear. It's not over until it's over. And we help Ron Paul keep freedom over here.
What America needs is a president who is truly independent of both major political parties. As president, Dr. Ron Paul will put big, bloated government on a diet. Ron Paul supports a return to the constitutional principle of limited government. He has pledged to secure our borders, end illegal immigration, and end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens. Vote to keep America truly free, independent, and solvent. Vote for Ron Paul in the upcoming Republican primary. Political advertisement paid for individually by friends of Ron Paul.
And you may recognize that friends of Ron Paul, ronpaulfriendsusa.com. The number is 713-728-5669. And before we continue with the core of our discussion here today, Dick, you are in, and Ron Paul Friends USA is in all 50 states?
We are present in all 50 states. Of course, we have more in some states than others, but I I believe we are in almost every state. We have state chairmen in some 30 of those states, which helps to coordinate our efforts in that particular state.
All right. Now, let's get back on track here. That was a little entertainment for you folks out there, but that's showing you some of the talent that's out there and who did the voice for that.
Well, that was my barbershop quartet, the Rumble Seat Four from Houston, Texas, and Doug Johnson, a former radio personality here in Houston and longtime friend of mine, did the speaking.
Okay, he did the voice. All right. All right, so
I appreciate you playing that, by the way, John.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem at all. And now, let's continue with the subject matter at hand. I think the last thing we were talking about is delegates and how to get the information, how to set this thing up. So please continue, if you will.
Okay, I want to go back just briefly to the precinct convention, which is probably the most basic and most important meeting that you will attend. I mentioned there were two orders of business. I only mentioned the delegate selection. The second thing that's done there is presentation of resolutions, which you should submit to your precinct chairman or the leadership of that convention in three copies because they go in different directions. But you may make a movement for adoption of a resolution for the Republican Party platform, and this is where it begins. The ideas come from the grassroots. They're forwarded to the next level of convention process. They're sorted. They're consolidated. And then a resolutions committee or a platform committee will choose and consolidate those resolutions and vote on them and send them on to the state convention. So that's a very important process. If you want to, for example, submit a resolution to get the United States out of the United Nations and get the United Nations out of the UN, which in Texas has been a perennial platform plank in our Texas platform. Never made it, I think, to national, but there's many issues that individuals are concerned with, not necessarily presidential politics, but other issues that they want to be included in the national Republican platform. And this process begins at the precinct convention. Now let's revisit the congressional district, senatorial district or your county convention. At that convention, the delegates that you select from your precinct will be seated together, usually at a table or two, however many it takes. I think there's 12 from my precinct that are qualified to go, and we sit together. We also elect at the precinct level alternates to go, so that if anyone can't attend that next convention, the alternates will be there, and in almost every instance, those delegates, those alternates, will be seated in the convention because the delegate may not be able to show up. So it's very important to have a full slate of delegates from your precinct to the next higher convention, as well as a full slate of alternates. Now, in Harris County, in our senatorial district conventions, we elect delegates to the state convention from our individual precincts. We have, I think, in mind either four or six delegates that we may send to state, and also we may send four to six alternate delegates. In other counties, the Republican leadership of that county has a nominating committee, and they will nominate delegates. Now, this is very important that we have as many of Ron Paul's people as delegates to our state conventions as possible, and I'll explain why. Because at the state, in order to select the delegates, the nominating delegates that go to the national convention, you caucus or meet together as a congressional district. We meet in two different ways. We meet as a senatorial or a county a meeting in order to take care of party business. But when it comes to selecting the delegates to go to the national convention, we caucus or meet by congressional district. Now, each congressional district, and I think this applies all over the United States, is authorized to send three nominating delegates to the national convention. They're selected in somewhat of a convoluted or a technical process, and sometimes it's confusing. But in Texas, it depends on the popular vote within that congressional district. For example, in my congressional district 7 in Harris County, if Ron Paul wins 51% of the popular vote, he automatically gets all three of those delegates. If Giuliani or Thompson and Ron Paul each get 20% or more, then they get one of those three delegates each. But these delegates are elected at your congressional caucus at the state convention. So there'll be people running for Ron Paul delegate, there'll be people running for Thompson delegate, there'll be people running for the Giuliani delegate if it's split that way. Now, it's important that we have Ron Paul people there to be nominated as national delegates for those positions that Ron qualifies for in that congressional district. And the reason being, when we send delegates to the national convention for Ron Paul, they are bound for the first three passes of votes at the national convention. After that, they are released, and they may vote for anyone they want to. So we certainly don't want people going up there representing Ron Paul and being limited to the to just three passes, particularly in a convention that I see as being widely fractured. And this thing may go on. I've seen them go on, well, years ago, for maybe 8 or 10 different ballots before a nominee is selected. So we want to make sure that our Ron Paul people are dedicated to vote for Ron even past the third ballot, which they're bound for. Now, in some states, they're only bound for the first round, and then they're released or until the candidate releases them to vote their own conscience. Then now we get three delegates from each congressional district in Texas, of which we have 32. So we get 96 delegates that are elected by each congressional district. Then we have at-large delegates. There's about 39 of them. The governor, the two senators and whatnot have automatic slots that they are given delegate status for, but they are instructed as how to vote for the first three passes. And it depends on the popular vote across the state how these at-large delegates are allocated. There's a threshold in Texas, and I think some states have 15% threshold. You've got to get at least 15% of the popular vote across the state before you qualify for any delegates. In Texas, it's a 20% threshold. So, again, we're allocating the delegates that will be selected by a state nominating committee based upon the popular vote. So the popular vote is very, very important because it determines how many of the delegates in each congressional district are allocated, and it depends on it determines how many delegates, at-large delegates, are allocated to each political candidate for president.
Now, I want to take some phone calls here, and people are going to have specific questions about some of the things you've already discussed. So I don't want to get too far ahead. So let me do this. Let me roll a few calls here. Let me again remind you, ladies and gentlemen, the contact number for Mr. Mills is 713-728-5669. The RonPaulFriendsUSA.com. And also, if you would like to email Dick, and Dick, get ready for hundreds of emails here, dickmills@pdq.net is the email address.
Or keeptherepublic@pdq.net.
Or keeptherepublic@pdq.net.
And if you forget the phone number, it's 713-PAUL-NOW, P-A-U-L-N-O-W.
All right, Paul Now. Let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. First thing I want to say to Mr. Mills, one of the questions I want to ask him, I'm from Kentucky, and do you have a local chapter right around the Mason-Dixon line that's enacted right now, or is it pretty far away, like in Louisville or something like that? Do you know offhand?
I'm I'm sorry, what the question was, do we have a chapter there?
Yeah, in Kentucky.
Yeah like around...
well, let's find out if he knows where the chapter is first, and then that'll be able to determine whether you're close to him or not. Dick, where are they at?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand where he is.
He's in Kentucky.
He's in Kentucky. We have a list of people who are members of our website, and you can find that by visiting our website and signing up. We do have we coordinate closely with a lot of meetup groups around the country. So if you have Ron Paul meetup groups in your area, then I would suggest that you join that first.
Well, he's trying to determine if there... Do you know of a specific group in Kentucky?
Or Ron Paul?
Yes.
Go to meetups.com, and you can search by state and by city within that state.
Okay.
Meetups.com. Okay. And also, I wanted to make
Let's put it this way. Make it ronpaulmeetups.com.
Ronpaulmeetups.com. Okay, I will look that up, sir. And also, Mr. Stadtmiller, I wanted to say that talking earlier about Jim Kerwin and all that, I'm going to support Ron Paul no matter what. We have no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I would have to say is that he is running Congress right now, and he's doing his presidential campaign. I think he's run himself a little bit thin.
Yes, he is.
And he's actually a statesman. Ron Paul's a statesman, and he's in a ring with a bunch of political hack sharks, you know. And it's just, I mean, he might have to take a little time off Congress to actually run this campaign. And if he just does that, rests up a little bit, and gets someone that's politically, you know, pretty savvy to be his political advisor,
there,
he would be just fine.
And trust me, Mark, we have spent a few hours discussing that situation. And as I said, I don't want to get into too much of the content of the conference we had with Mr. Paul yesterday, but every one of these concerns that I have heard voiced, and Dick, you have heard the same things, we are addressing those issues, those very issues. And realizing, of course, fully that we're 4 or 5 months behind the curve here. So there is not any time or room for mistakes. Everything that we do has got to be spot on. It's got to be done correctly. Get in and get out. That's my favorite mantra. We don't have time to go over the mistakes or redos or retries or anything else. We have got to be efficient with our efforts here.
Well, as soon as I get this radio station up and running, I'll definitely be running a lot of things on Ron Paul. So
yeah,
I'll do the best I can for you guys, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Let me say here that let me go back up to the top of the page here. Paul Joseph Watson, he's a pretty good writer for PrismPlanet.com. Addressing the issue here of Ron Paul and his decision on what to do and what not to do. And I'm just going to read three short paragraphs here, or four. Because the congressman has decided to concentrate all of his efforts on the upcoming primaries rather than a recount in New Hampshire does not mean that others cannot pursue a recount. We fully accept the congressman's position, and in hindsight, it seems to be the right decision. Ron Paul's supporters have viewed the campaign's decision to move on as a rejection of their wishes and a kick in the teeth, should put themselves in Ron Paul's position and look at it from his perspective. With just two primaries down and dozens to go, the congressman's schedule is only going to get more grueling. He needs to pour every ounce of his energy into obtaining a very achievable fourth place in Michigan and building that momentum from there. It is up to the rest of us to hold people accountable and watch for vote fraud while supporting other public figures like Kucinich and Mr. Howard, who are pushing for a recount in New Hampshire. Now is the time for the Ron Paul revolution to get past the smear tactics, resolve the disputes, and express more maturity in accepting the difficulties the campaign has to overcome amidst the rocky political terrain of fighting this corrupt establishment. And he says now is the time to reunite, recommit, and redouble our efforts to educate America about the only genuine and growing movement for real change, and what could be our last chance to rescue freedom and hope, the Ron Paul Revolution. Dick, that pretty much surmises it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. George in Florida, you're up next. We'll take you before the break here. Hello, George.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
You know, the thing is, it's more like, and now like the meetup groups, now we got to realize we can't be doing sine waves. We got to start walking the streets and going door to door.
Here's where the work comes in, yes.
And also, too, and it's like I'm making calls into South Carolina and Michigan, thanks to Ron Paul, Michigan, and Ron Paul headquarters in South Carolina. I was able to get a phone list of some of the people, Republican Party voters, and I was able to talk to the Republican voters and talk about Ron Paul. And, you know, and that's what it's going to take. We have to help Ron Paul and the other states, because if we can get enough momentum, it's going to carry into Florida. That momentum will help Florida, Ron Paul in Florida. If we can generate any momentum, like helping Ron Paul people in Michigan by making calls into the state to voters and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that is what's going to carry the day. We got the manpower. We got a lot of people unlimited long distance to accomplish this.
All right. George, anything else?
All I just say is we go door to door, leave your hate Bush shirts at home, leave your 9/11 inside job at home. You got to make a good first.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said, the Constitution. revolution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
All right, folks, we're back. Let's continue the calls. And in the second hour, we have some news to report. And we've always got to be real careful because the Federal Election Commission, which is, in all effect, their doors are closed as of January 1, and there seems to be a little snafu in Washington, D.C. about appointing people to that board. So while the most important presidential election, maybe, I won't say in this country's entire history, but the one that is necessary and needed right now, there just aren't butts in the seats on that commission. Richard in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Richard.
And Mr. Real, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Mr. Real, I'm sure you know that there's a strong possibility this could be a brokered convention, and that's how another means by which Ron Paul could win the nomination, and I would like it if you could explain to the audience about what could happen with the brokered convention, and that's what makes canvassing our precincts and becoming delegates so important.
Okay, and Richard, do me a favor, hang on the line in case there's a follow-up. Dick?
Where are you from, Richard?
I'm in South Austin, Texas.
South Austin, okay. Yes, I see this as one of the few brokered conventions in my lifetime. What happens at the national level is that they will have nominations and delegates submitted by state when they call the roll. If no one gets a majority of the delegates, they have another roll call. At that point, some of the states will have released their instructed delegates, and they may vote individually whatever their conscience dictates. There may be some backroom deals. The old saying about, you know, the smoke-filled rooms of the back rooms is going to be alive and well this time around, because I don't think anyone will have the majority or even close to a majority of the delegates at the national convention. As you say, this makes it very important that we have we turn out the vote and we get the popular vote, because it's going to determine how many delegates Ron Paul gets in each congressional district, and for the at-large delegates, however they're selected in each state. Many of them are selected percentage-wise by the percentage of the popular vote that is rendered for any particular candidate. We want to make sure that the Ron Paul people that go to national are Ron Paul people, and that will persist past the third pass at the national convention, so that they don't give up and they'll have more voice. Now, I don't know what will happen if Ron comes up with a minority of votes that could tip the situation to another candidate. I don't see him as really supporting the policies of any of the other Republican candidates running. I know he agrees with them on a lot of issues, but whether he will use that influence to gain assurances from those candidates if he does tip his votes toward that candidate, that they will do certain things once they're elected.
Richard, is there anything else or any clarification?
Well, that's why we've got to get out there and canvass, and we've got to overwhelm the Republican machinery with delegates, and that way when we go to that national convention, we can have as many Ron Paul delegates as possible, and that's how we can win.
We've got to have them.
All right, Richard, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We'll kind of clue you in on some of the things that Dick and I have been discussing and strategizing. And folks, you're going to be pretty amazed of who's coming on board and the reasons why they are. You know, and again, I want to underscore, you have to set your petty positions back a few steps here, and we'll get into that as well. Next hour, coming up right after this. Since